A decade ago, you could apply for a slot to stand on the fourth and vacant plinth alongside the statues in Trafalgar Square at the heart of London. It was the latest in a long line of short-term artistic experiments to occupy the space. We had bright blue cockerels, ancient Iranian statues made out of bottle tops, a giant Japanese ship in a bottle. But the one I'm referring to was under the aegis of Anthony Gormley, whose career retrospective has recently opened at the Royal Academy. It was called One and Other, and anyone could, having got their slot, clamber up to the top of the plinth and declaim, or just sit down and read a book. Some drew the view. With hindsight, I wish I had won a place, and I could have stood up there at 4 in the morning and railed furiously into the night air about some technical detail of the International Accounting Standard on depreciation, or similar. What all this does, of course, is bring the sculptor's work to a wider public. And why not? Gormley was already famous for his huge statue, arms held wide, of the Angel of the North, situated alongside the main dual carriageway leading down into Newcastle-upon-Tyne in Northumberland. All this, quite rightly, has brought him fame and fortune. And that has now brought him into conflict. The big business of being a global brand, a renowned sculptor, and an artist commanding superstar prices is, he now finds, difficult to reconcile with being the humble, with a small a, artist. The arts in this country are, rightly, seen as a powerhouse pulling in huge wealth and employment. The government's own figures show that the UK's creative industries outperform the UK's oil and gas, life science industries, and automotive and aeronautic industries all put together. And predictably, and you could have declaimed this from the plinth in Trafalgar Square, they're running into the consequences of all that success. Off the back of the Extinction Rebellion demonstrations earlier in the year, an organisation called Culture Declares Emergency came into being with Anthony Gormley to the fore. The arts are now a big business, but other big businesses sponsor exhibitions. The conflict is obvious. Oil giant BP underpins the big exhibitions at the British Museum, for example. Gormley's retrospective is sponsored by BNP Paribas, the world's eighth biggest bank. If you're an artist, seeing yourself as an artist with a small a, then you still see yourself as part of the people who live in the world of studios, possibly romantic garrets, producing art to amaze and transform the people who come to see it. But if you're an artist in the global community, you work in studios the size of aircraft hangars, with dozens of staff and assistants. Gormley's work involves huge installations made of metal rods, human figures cast in metal, and, at his retrospective, one sculpture made from a curling loop of 7 kilometres of steel. You don't make that on your own in your spare bedroom. The ethics in all this are wonderfully confused. Business provides the funding that enables everything from blockbuster exhibitions to small studio initiatives to happen. But business, inevitably, is connected with business. And business is not well understood by the public at large. Business sponsorship has a new pejorative epithet of art wash. It is an easy target for protesters and people worried, quite rightly, by climate change. The organisation Culture Declares Emergency is all for encouraging people and organisations to sign up for the UN's Sustainable Development Goals. But BP, BNP Paribas, and most big businesses signed up to them several years ago, well ahead of the artists. So the confusion continues. If only artists and businesses could stand back and see the realities of the white world and try to reconcile them. Paradoxically, that is what artists are supposed to do.